Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brock Davis. Batting second. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Ferry. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bacabella. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Stoneman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Stoneman. And now, play ball. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ferry moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins bunts towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Kessinger applying the tag. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. John Vacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Vacabella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a line drive towards short. Wine reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoneman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Day moves to third. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-2 in the game. Callison hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley juggles the ball. That's an error on Fairley. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gene Heiser now playing center field. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Ferry hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bailey moves to third. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0-for-2 in the game. Bacabella hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bailey tags and scores. Ferry tags and moves to second. One out. It's 2-1, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-2 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stoneman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoneman is 0-2 in the game. Stoneman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoneman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Pat Bourque pinch hits for Ken Rudolph. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Santo scores. Kessinger moves to third. It's Cubs, 2, Expos, 2. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Torres hits a line drive into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Canizaro now catching. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 3 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jenkins covering, for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Ferry hits a line drive into center field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Expos 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 3 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. One out. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heiser takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Callison hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Heiser moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heiser scores. Williams moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a pop-up into center field, out of the reach of Day. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Santo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Cubs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Ferry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Cleo James now playing right field. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Cubs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger pinch hits for Bill Stoneman. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Montreal Expos, 3. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.